Church Line podcast for Thursday, the 7th of March. This is a series of short biblical reflections by members of the church for each day of Lent. It's a chance for the whole congregation to share together our responses and prayers. I'm Tom, and I'll be looking at Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16 today. So, without any more waffle, here we go. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Today, our society can be quite child-centred at times, and the idea of a public figure such as Jesus was, not taking the time to interact with the children for at least a few minutes would seem a bit odd. Imagine if the cameras caught Nicola Sturgeon or Andy Murray brushing past a group of kids who had gathered to see them with their assistants just shooing them away rudely. It would not go down well, and I'm sure would get plenty of comments as it was shared around. But in Jesus' time, children would have been seen as much less important. And it wouldn't have been odd at all for a religious teacher like Jesus to ignore them and carry on with their apparently more serious matters. Jesus, instead, goes against the disciples' expectations and demands to meet the children. And he doesn't do this like it's a one-off because he's feeling good. He doesn't say, "It's fine, I've got 5 minutes, let them come over." Or, "No, no, it's okay, I actually like children." Or even, "Let a few of them come over, it'll look good for the crowds." No, the passage says he was indignant. Indignant. Not merely willing to see the children, but angry and affronted that they were being kept away from him. He knew that they had a greater value than the disciples could see in them. And he doesn't just wave to them or hold a few hands, sign a couple of quick autographs and then move on. No, he embraces them. He picks them up in his arms and he gives them his blessing. Who do we see as being unimportant today? Who is it in our society that we feel it is all right to just brush away and ignore? Let's take this as a challenge to find those whom others are trying to shoo away, and instead give them our time and find a way to bless them. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your example, that although you are more awesome and powerful than we can imagine, you still cared enough to come to earth as a servant and a sacrifice for us. That although we are just specks of dust in comparison to you, you still want to have a deep and personal relationship with each of us individually. Help us to see those who are being rejected by others. Give us the courage to go against the norm and treat them with value. Lead us in how to bless them in your name. Amen. That's all from me for today, but please listen again tomorrow to hear what Lillian has to share with us. Bye.